One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Straight back in, 2 days on the bounce. I'll do another one on Friday, and hopefully we'll have a very special guest, Mick Wright, who, if you haven't met him before, well, he is a wonder. I'm still a little bit coldy, stupid time to start the podcast again, but we can all just deal with it, can't we? Ellen Musk, as we discussed yesterday, pronounced, I'm pretty sure, Melon Musk, the fragrance pour homme, has announced that you can buy a blue tick, so this is definitely happening. There will be a 6-stage verification process that includes submitting a temperature reading from before and after reading Julia Hartley Brewer's tweets and touching your nose with your finger. Also, has the news got any more news footage shots of him other than that one of him bringing a wash basin into Twitter HQ? I appreciate I watch probably about 4,000% more Sky News than you do. But it's, what is it? Is it like the Queen and toilets? Why is he bringing a basin into the thing? Anyway, he set the price at $8. It was $20, but Stephen King got in touch on Twitter. Yeah, the novelist, saying, F that. The plans to charge for verification. And Mellon said, we need to pay the bill somehow. How about $8? They were literally publicly haggling on Twitter. I wonder how good he's feeling about that particular platform. Mellon said, Twitter's current lords and peasants system for who has or doesn't have a blue check mark is bull. Power to the people. That said, the people have to pay. Power to the people. Blue for $8 a month. Blue for $8 a month literally sounds like spam email for Viagra. But it's a genius idea, that, because now you too can buy accreditation. That was the only thing on the platform that you could actually trust. So, sure, why not see if Real Official Rishi Sunak is available as a handle, and for $8 a month, you can look as proper as him.
Then again, mate, more like, I always say, you probably do, mate. You couldn't tell the difference anyway, mate.
Because the U-turn contagion seems to have taken root at number 10. He's now saying, maybe the air we breathe is as important as helping small businesses in Coventry. Okay, maybe I will go to COP27. Oh, yeah, I will. And it does beg the question. I can't go to COP27. I'm too busy working hard to fix the economy. And you think, well, what does that actually entail? You know, in terms of sitting at your desk, what are you doing? Like, he's not legislating. Other people are drafting bills. Like, literally, just, you know, sits there going, well, I'll do another hour of fixing the economy and then I'll go to the toilet. How does it work?
You can WhatsApp.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
All right.
On 07862.
I mean, you can.
032 654.
Yes, you can always just press the little button to go back 30 seconds and transcribe that again. Was it 07862 062654 to 038? I go back and check the thing and I'll find the old phone and charge it. But it would be fun to hear from you. In very competitively priced movie franchise licensing news, there's a new theme park opening in the UK. Oh, wow. What's it going to be? Marvel Universe? He said, pretending he knew what that was. Or, you know, that other one that's really popular in 6 or 7. World of Jumanji. Jumanji. Finger on the pulse there. Less than 1 hour away from London. World of Jumanji. Ignore that sign where it says Chessington World of Adventures. But that sign's coming down. It's going to be called World of Okay, it's Chessington World of Adventures, and they're opening an exciting new World of Jumanji-themed land with Sony Pictures Entertainment, and it's going to open in spring of next year. World of Jumanji promises to bring thrilling new rides and attractions to the resort, with £17 million spent on the development, which it's Surrey. Would that even cover a new toilet block? It will be the world's first World of Jumanji land for the once popular film franchise. Is anyone going to be... Oh, what? Got to see that. So I was wondering, you can WhatsApp. You can leave a voice note if you want, and we can put it on the podcast, or you can just send me a picture of a letter you've written. What other theme parks based on a... I'm going to think towards the cheaper end, licensing cost-wise. What TV program or film would you like to see a tie-in for? And what would the rides and attractions be? It's a Wonderful Life, of course, which was not a popular film until everybody realised that it hadn't been properly copyrighted. And then people could just show it all the time. So they did until people started to love it. That would be fun. Standing on the... No. Antiques Road Trip. That's at a price that's right. I'm a big fan. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of think it's pretty good. Speaking of pretty much defunct stuff, it's the end of fax machines. Soon you won't necessarily be able to use a fax machine over the telefonular networks. The UK's communications regulator Ofcom is consulting on changes, which could formalise its obsolescence. Now, there are two designated telecoms providers responsible for universal fax service in the UK. There's BT, you know that one, and KCOM. KCOM? What? That's in the Hull area only. The Hull area. The home of faxes. Why has Hull got its own fax server? What's going on over there? Of course, historically, faxes were, who could forget Neville Chamberlain's, I have in my hand page 1 of 1. What I don't feel is any kind of wistful nostalgia for faxes, the way I have with other bits of technology. There was a moment where floppy disks became officially extinct, and I sort of felt a bit sad about this. I did a little sort of goodbye piece about that. Do you want to hear? Oh, you do? I mean, you didn't have any say, but here it is.
Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I'm a floppy disk, and I used to be your best friend. Oh sure, I was a bit slow, but I was always there, always ready to carry your important documents about, as long as they weren't too big. Then you wanted music and videos and things, and I couldn't keep up, but I was still useful from time to time, for system updates and so on. And then you got your nice little USB memory stick. Oh, I don't blame you. 4,000 times bigger and sexier and sleek and shaped like a pessary. I'm only sorry that we can't be together anymore. Some relationships just run their course. If you change your mind, I'll be in a cardboard box in the loft for another 5 years or so. But in the meantime, thanks for everything. Goodbye.
Data error reading drive A.
Not Today, Thank You presents The Truss Fund. Pretty excited about this feature. I feel like this feature is going to run longer than her residency in Number 10. I mean, it's only 45 days, but there's a legacy of stories that are going to keep seeping out, I think, like the infected blood from my dead toenail after I dropped a Dyson on it in the summer. Does anybody know? Do they grow back? Okay, good times. 45 days, actually, is plenty of time. It's longer than the lifespan of the chickens we eat. Yeah, we eat the children, guys. We eat the children. 7 years in the wild. Yeah, about under 40 days. Speaking of animals and chewing, though, we've got a story about Liz Truss from the Metro, full of the worst puns, which I will spare you, but it's about a man who spent £3,500 on commissioning. He made dog toys shaped like Liz Truss. He's now got 500 of them in his flat. Correction, 495. He sold five. Dave Farquharson. This is starting to feel like a made-up story now, isn't it? He creates funny designs, apparently, as a side hustle. And it's very funny. It's a rubber toy, and it looks like Liz Truss. It's very funny. It's very, very funny. So the toys got shipped over from China, and then she resigned. And he says, Dave Farquharson, what I've learned is that traditional pet stores don't want to sell anything that's political. I've found that it's the fun, quirky shops that are a bit politically incorrect that are more interested. What are those shops? So true, though. Pets at Home refused to sell my Rudolf Hess Cuttlebone budgie treats. Dave says, when I was making it, I thought it would appeal to both sides of the political spectrum. I wasn't making it thinking if you hate the Tories, you'll get your dog chewing on this. It's funny no matter what side you fall on. He's so right. Funny is funny, isn't it? Yeah. And then this bizarre article is about Liz Truss having nowhere to sit when she found out that the Queen was dead because Boris Johnson had taken all the furniture. In the book Out of the Blue, this is the inside story of the unexpected rise and rapid fall of Liz Truss. This is the Harry Cole and James Heal book that I feel like they've leaked enough bits of it out that there's really no point in buying. I mean, there's no point buying it in the first place. Anyway, it says that HRFH Le Queen. God bless the Queen! Excuse me. Miss her every day. She died at 1510. Truss was already working in the number 10 flat. And there was no seating space after Boris Johnson had taken almost all of the furniture. Keep the receipts. Keep the receipts. So some advisors were sitting on the floor at 1630 when the news came from downstairs that the Queen had died. Le Queen! Both the PM and his wife, Carrie Johnson, were ridiculed for their taste when it was revealed that they'd spent more than £200,000 on transforming the flat at number 10. They refitted the Grace and Favour apartment at number 11, which apparently looked like a, quote, John Lewis nightmare after Theresa May's residency, with the help of society interiors guru Lulu Lytle. Have you heard of Lulu Lytle? No, neither have I. Apparently it cost a lot of money, the renovation, including a £7,000 rug, a £3,675 drinks trolley. I wouldn't pay more than £3,442, I think. And two sofas, which cost more than £15,000 in total. Are they made of, like, live chinchillas stapled together? How do you spend but none of it had been left behind for what the Metro describes as poor old Liz. Poor old Liz. We're going to play a game on Friday, I think. I think it's going to be called Celebrity Soup of the Day. I've been dying to try all this. So if you want to play, let me know on the WhatsApp thing. Or you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. Or you can get in touch on Twitter. For now, it's at nottodaypod. That's it from me. I hope you have a great hump day. Something being rude. It's Wednesday as far as I know. I don't really know. And I'll see you on Friday. It's, you know, I'm bedding in. I'm getting there.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.